Part 2. In this part, you will hear 3 short talks. After each talk, you will hear 6 questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. You can take notes if you wish. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a speaker at a music event.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you all for coming. To the rest of the world, Katy is a pop superstar who has sold 10 million albums. But for us here tonight, she's a member of our community. I've known Katy since she was in elementary school. It was then that I started tutoring her on the piano, and my wife gave her vocal lessons. Did you know that she made her first demo while she was still a student in Winslow High? Clive Eastwood, the music teacher in the school, was playing the electric guitar in that recording. That demo was a starting point of her amazing career. Katy signed with Green Hill Records and released her debut studio album. I remember she was heartbroken when, at 18, she moved to LA to pursue a career in the music industry, but she's been coming back, as you all know, and performing for Winslow Community. And she came back 5 years later to inaugurate the Winslow Music Academy, the construction of which she funded because she wanted to help less privileged children have the opportunity to study music. The Academy is in its 7th year and still going strong. Graduates have gone on to study music at distinguished universities, and some have even been hired to work for renowned music artists. I'm sure many of them will follow in Katy's footsteps. They may even perform on the same stage one day. Anyway, after the event tonight, we're having a reception in the foyer of the theater. There will be complimentary snacks provided by Miracle Bakery, which I suppose you all know belongs to Katy's dad. Copies of Katy's most popular CDs will be on sale in the foyer. There's a small table near the stairs exit, and Katy has willingly accepted to sign your CDs after the main event. And that brings me to the main reason we're all here tonight. To hear Katy perform some of the songs in her latest CD, Love is Hard Work. Everyone, please welcome Katy Cherry.
Number 21. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 22. What does the speaker imply about members of the audience? Number 23. How did the speaker meet Katy Cherry? Number 24. What does the speaker say about Winslow Music Academy? Number 25. What does the speaker say about refreshments? Number 26. What will the audience probably do next? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a teacher talking to her class.
Now, I want you to listen to me carefully because I don't want to have to repeat myself. I'm going to explain the assignment and you better listen carefully. It's no mean task. In this assignment, we're going to explore what makes a cell a functioning system. And by the time you finish, you must be able to explain what the relationship between cell structure and cell function is and how components can be altered to help cure sickness. There's an online video that I want you to watch. I've sent you the link on your emails. While watching the video, I want you to study the drawing on an animal cell as viewed under an electron microscope. That's on one of the handouts I gave you in our last lesson. Find the same cell structures discussed in the video. Record those structures and any additional information you learned from the drawing. Now comes the most difficult part of the assignment. For this one, you have to work in groups of three. Each person should read a different article again. The articles are on your handouts, and remember to network so that no two people read the same article. When each member has finished reading, come back together as a group and answer the questions on your handouts on a shared Google Doc that one team member will create. Each person should contribute information and ideas based on what they read. Cite specific evidence from the text to support your answers. Then share your work in the class share folder on our blog. And don't forget to use class naming conventions. And when we come back to class, I want you to pair up with a classmate and take turns asking a series of questions to see if you can identify cell components. For example, a question could be, "Who's in charge of cell waste management?" That sums it up. Good luck to you all.
Number 27. What school subject is the assignment probably on? Number 28. Why does the teacher tell the students to listen carefully? Number 29. How will the students access the video they have to watch? Number 30. What must the students do while watching the video? Number 31. What will the students do with the answers handout? Number 32. What will the students do when they come back to class? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a professional talking at a book exhibition.
Good evening, everybody. I'm here with you tonight to share with you my views about the future of ebooks and the publishing industry. Statistics show that by the end of next year, ebooks will account for more than 9% of sales in the U.S. book market. Not a large figure considering that many prophesied that ebooks would signify the demise of paper books. That didn't happen, and I'm sure now it won't. But we are definitely entering another era. The digital environment opens doors to new sources of income not possible with ink and paper products, such as apps and special ebook editions enriched with music and video. Some U.S. publishers are exploring these revenue sources already, us included. But publishers have been accused of a sluggish pace in digital transformation. That's because in many cases, publishers only have the marketing rights for the printed and audio content. To enable ebooks to be distributed, further negotiations are necessary with the authors. Speaking of the authors, ebooks allow them to take on responsibility for distributing their books, rather than requiring traditional publishers to market their titles. The financial advantage is obvious, but one disadvantage is that they'll be unable to access publishers' editing, marketing, and distribution services. However, they can license their books directly to online bookstores. This is a challenge we must respond to. As for publishers, ebooks require a new business model, a wider range of content, and clarifications regarding the question of copyright. To integrate content properly, editors will have to become familiar with the special features of the ebook. Legal departments will have to devote more attention to rights for ebooks and draw up fee models to take new circumstances into account. On the whole, I believe that ebooks will occupy a niche market. They offer the potential to attract specialized consumer groups such as young consumers, sight-impaired persons, or certain professional groups. It's an opportunity we mustn't miss.
Number 33. What does the speaker probably do for a living? Number 34. What does the speaker say about the birth of ebooks? Number 35. What accusation has been made against publishers? Number 36. What is probably false of authors who will decide to produce ebooks? Number 37. What challenges are publishers faced with? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when he says,
ebooks will occupy a niche market?
End of part 2.